to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of March 9th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with today, we have a few things for the library. Starting April 4th, to assist with the county budget, the library's hours will be changing for Tuesdays and Thursdays. It will no longer be from 9 o'clock to 9 in the evening. The new hours, as stated, starts April 4th, will be 9 in the morning to 7 in the evening. Also, the library has the Catch the Reading Bug Spring Story Hour beginning on March 20th. We have three sessions per week for 6 weeks on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings from 10 to 11. The program is for children ages 3 to 5. If you need more information, you can call the library at 355-6674. For the Farm Service Agency for the upcoming weeks, on March 31st, it is going to be the deadline to request marketing assistance loans and loan deficiency payments for 2016 harvested wheat, barley, canola, cambry, flaxseed, honey, oats, rapeseed, and sesame. Also, the USDA is offering help to fire-affected farmers and ranchers. Kansas producers who suffered excessive livestock death losses and grazing or feed losses due to recent wildfires may be eligible for disaster assistance programs through the USDA Farm Service Agency. The most important thing for producers to do at this time is to record all pertinent information regarding these livestock and feed losses, including photographs. The FSA can assist farmers and ranchers who lost livestock, grazing land, fences, or edible trees, bushes, and vines as a result of a natural disaster. FSA administers a suite of safety net programs to help producers recover from eligible losses, including the Livestock Indemnity Program and the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program. The Livestock Indemnity Program for Wildfire Livestock Losses compensates livestock owners and contract growers for livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather, including losses due to wildfires, hurricanes, floods, blizzards, extreme heat, or extreme cold. For 2017, eligible losses must occur on or after January 1st of 2017, and no later than 60 calendar days from the ending date of the applicable adverse weather event. A notice of loss must be filed with FSA within 30 days of when the loss of livestock is apparent. Participants must provide supporting documentation to their local FSA office no later than 90 calendar days after the end of the calendar year in which the eligible loss condition occurred. Some types of documentation that may be required are documentation of the number, kind, type, and weight range of livestock that have died, supplemented if possible by photographs or video recordings of ownership and losses. Rendering truck receipts by kind, type, and weight, important to document prior to disposal. Beginning inventory supported by birth recordings or purchase receipts. Documentation from Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, Department of Natural Resources, or other sources to substantiate eligible death losses due to an eligible loss condition, copy of growers' contracts, and proof of normal mortality documentation. The USDA has established normal mortality rates for each type and weight range of eligible livestock. Adult beef cattle equal 1.1% and non-adult beef cattle less than 400 pounds equals 2.7%. These established percentages reflect losses that are considered expected or typical under normal conditions. The other program is the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program for wildfire feed and grazing losses. Producers who suffered livestock feed or grazing losses due to recent wildfires could be eligible for assistance through the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or ELAP. The ELAP provides emergency relief for losses due to feed or water shortages, disease, adverse weather, or other conditions which are not adequately addressed by other disaster programs. The ELAP covers physically damaged or destroyed livestock feed that was purchased or mechanically harvested forage or feedstuffs intended for use as feed for the producer's eligible livestock. In order to be considered eligible, harvested forage must be baled. Forage that is only cut, raked, or windrowed is not eligible. To participate in the ELAP, producers must submit a notice of loss to their local FSA office within 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent and should maintain documentation and receipts. The ELAP also covers up to 150 lost grazing days in instances when the producer has been forced to remove livestock from a grazing pasture due to wildfire. For beekeepers, the ELAP covers beehive losses, the physical structure, in instances where the hive has been destroyed by a natural disaster including flooding, high winds, wildfire, and tornadoes. Producers with a qualifying loss should contact their local county FSA office to file a notice of loss within 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent. Producers should also maintain records and receipts documenting that livestock were removed from the grazing pasture due to wildfire, cost of transporting livestock feed to eligible livestock, receipts for equipment rental fees for hay lifts, feed purchase receipts, and the number of gallons of water transported to livestock due to water shortages. In addition, producers located in counties that receive a primary or contiguous disaster designation are eligible for low-interest emergency loans to help them recover from production and physical losses. Compensation is also available to producers who purchase coverage through the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, which protects non-insurable crops, including native grass for grazing, against natural disasters that result in lower yields, crop losses, or prevented planting. For more information on these and other programs, you can visit the FSA website at www.fsa.usda.gov/disaster, or you can contact your local FSA office. This upcoming week for the Lincoln School District, on Monday the 20th, there's a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday the 22nd, there's a High Plains League speech tournament. It will be at Southwestern Heights at 8 a.m. And then there is also a High Plains League meeting at Southwestern Heights, and it begins at 10:30 a.m. Then on Saturday, there is the NHS Highway Cleanup. For the Senior Center for the upcoming week, on the 20th, they have PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. Golden Agers will be meeting at 12 o'clock. On Tuesday the 21st, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10. And then from 1 to 3, the Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs will be there, and walk-ins are welcome. On Wednesday the 22nd, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10. Thursday on the 23rd is coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, crafts at 1:30, and at 4:30 they're going to be having a dinner and a movie. On Friday the 24th, there's coffee at 8, at 10 o'clock there's PATH exercises, and at 1 o'clock they have Bridge Club. For this upcoming week, the Walk Kansas begins on Sunday the 19th, so all the participants get ready to begin your walks. And then on Monday the 20th, there's a 4-H Council meeting at 7 o'clock at the Extension Office. In Deerfield, there's a Board of Education meeting at 7 o'clock and also a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 21st, there's Masonic Lodge at 7:30, Lake and AA meeting at 8 o'clock. In Deerfield, there's Learn and Play time at 2:30 at the Family Learning Center. On Wednesday the 22nd, they have TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock is when the meeting begins. They have soup and sermon is at noon at the Memorial Building. And there's a Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30. On Thursday the 23rd, they have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, and then again from 1 to 3 o'clock. They have Lakin Gun Club at 7 and Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Saturday the 25th, there's 4-H Beef Weigh-In at the Fairgrounds. This will be from 11 o'clock in the morning to 12. Also remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. They'd be glad to see you down there so they can show you the county's artifacts. The City of Deerfield are seeking vendors for the second annual Deerfield Flea Market. It will be taking place on April 29th from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Deerfield City Park. For registration information and other inquiries, you can call the Deerfield City Hall at 426-7411. Registration deadline is April 1st. And again, we want to remind everybody that we have the Catch the Reading Bug story hour beginning on March 20th. You can contact the library at 355-6674 and sign up your children that are ages 3 to 5 to come and join us for the spring story hour. Also, the library hours are going to be changing starting on April 4th. The Tuesdays and Thursday hours will be changing. We will no longer be open to 9 o'clock in the evening. The new hours beginning on the 4th will be from 9 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock that evening. So remember to mark that on your calendars at April 4th, the Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. We will start closing at 7 o'clock. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there has a fun and enjoyable week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.